what's his title? The guy in charge, Dr. Ashley Brimfield.
The Director General of Health.
Yeah.
The Wire. In the upcoming election, there have been many discussions on all sides in regard to tax policy. A News Hub Read research poll in May found that a majority of Kiwis support implementing a wealth tax, although Labor, National and ACT have been reluctant to touch the subject, with Labor still making no major tax reform announcements in the run-up to the election. Unions in Tāmaki Makaurau have become vocal and have organised a protest advocating for tax reform targeted at New Zealand's wealthiest. To talk more about the protest that is happening next week, I spoke to protest organiser with Unite Union, Joe Carolyn.
What are some of the organisations that are endorsing this event?
Well, look, there's a huge amount of people that think that there's a huge gap between wealth and poor in New Zealand, that workers are paying most of the tax, or services are starting to crumble in education, in health. We don't have what other generations have. The boomers had free education. This generation has to pay. The boomers had affordable housing. Rent is impossible to pay for a lot of workers, paying over half their income in rent. So this has got to stop. And this crisis kind of began when the neoliberal revolution happened in the 80s and 90s, and the rich stopped paying their fair share of tax. So there's quite a lot of groups going to be supporting. We've got Unions Auckland, First Union, the PPTA, the Migrant Workers Association, Green Party, Auckland Action Against Poverty, Renters United, Action Station, and System Change, Not Climate Change, the group that's organising.
What is the intention behind the rally?
I think it's to inject some fire into the left. I mean, it seems to be that Labour is playing quite a defensive game, and unless we get out and attack, we're going to have the most right-wing government in New Zealand's history in October, where the dog of National will be wagged by the tail of the ACT Party. The ACT Party carried out a revolution in the late 80s, early 90s in New Zealand, bringing neoliberalism to this country, along with Labour, actually, that they infiltrated. And so people want to take action about this.
How do you think people feel about the current government's tax policies?
I think there's a feeling that the transformative change that Jacinda Ardern was offering has been lost. And so even within the Labour Party itself, there seems to be quite a lot of anger at Chris Hipkins kind of unilaterally declaring that there would be no wealth tax when he's in charge. I mean, this was a call that Jacinda made herself personally around the CGT, the capital gains tax. So it seems to be that a lot of people are wondering just what is the point of these parties if they won't help the working class, if they won't help renters, if they won't help students. And people are looking to more radical alternatives like the Greens and Te Pāti Māori.
What change do you think needs to be implemented then in order to gain more support?
Well, I think hundreds of people will start taking to the streets around these issues. And the Tax the Rich March is kind of a beginning of a process of bringing a coalition together that wants to see a radical transformative change in New Zealand. And it's not just because we can't afford houses, we can't afford to pay the rent, that the cost of food is spiraling out of control. But people also know that we've only got, what, 10 years at most to take radical action to stop climate change. And this is not the time to play defensive games or be apologetic about taxing the rich, who are the source of all these crises.
How many do you expect to attend the event next Saturday?
Oh, well, we've got the Facebook event out, so there's a few hundred already. So if people can go and share the event, Tax the Rich from System Change, let's everybody try and get as many people as possible.
Could you just explain a little bit more information about the event?
Yes, so it's the Tax the Rich March. It's organised by System Change, Not Climate Change, supported by the Green Party, Auckland Action Against Poverty, Farm Workers Association, First Union, PPTA, Action Station, and the Green Party. And it's on Saturday, the 19th of August, 2 p.m. at Britomart Square. Bring your flags, bring your friends.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that, Joe.
If you want to say things yourself, introduce to me, you can say that the 311 wealthiest families in Aotearoa own as much wealth as the bottom 50% of the population. And the News Hub poll in May showed 53% of New Zealanders support a wealth tax, with only 35% opposed. So it's a very popular policy.
Why do you think there's such hesitance, considering that such a small number of the population is going to be truly affected by any form of tax reform?
I think it's because that small population are the ones who control society. They control wealth, they own the media. Therefore, anything that challenges their power, their wealth and their privilege will be marginalised, sidelined or sabotaged.
That was Joe Carolan talking to me about the Tax the Rich protest happening next Saturday in Britomart Square and about the issue of tax in the run-up to the election in October.